Hey, welcome to the Brand Market Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Louise Rowland. I'm a marketing strategist, digital product mentor, and the owner of Fluya Online. Using my 15 plus years experience in marketing, coupled with my passion for helping online service providers build digital products into their business model, I'm going to bring you actionable tips and advice on all things digital products, marketing, and business so that you can package up your expertise into your very own digital product and in turn expand your impact and income. It is totally possible to scale your service-based business without spending 60 to 70 hours a week working with one-to-one clients. Imagine how it would feel waking up to notifications of new sales or being out with friends and seeing another sale notification come in. Amazing, right? So sit back, grab a cup of tea or a gin if you prefer, and get ready to take notes. Let's dive in. Are you an online service provider who is looking for ways in which to grow your income without needing to find more hours for one-to-one client work? Check out Expand Your Brand, my new 12-month high-touch group coaching program launching in September, where I'll be teaching you how to package up your expertise into digital products so that you can expand your impact and income. Head to fluyaonline.com/waitlist to join and receive exclusive waitlist only bonuses. Hey, welcome back to episode number 6 of 10 in this series all about digital products. If you're new here and you've not yet listened to the other 5 episodes released so far, be sure to give them a listen after you finish this one. I'm going to guess that if you haven't yet created a digital product, but it's something that you do want to incorporate into your business, there is something holding you back. There could be many reasons why you haven't made a start on this part of your journey. And in today's episode, I'm going to highlight 5 common limiting beliefs keeping you from creating your digital product and my own perspective on each of these to help you overcome them. The first one is they will affect my one-to-one services. One of the biggest misconceptions I hear about building digital products into a service-based business model is that it will affect the one-to-one services that you are offering. What I mean by this is some people think that if you offer a DIY option with a digital product in your business, there is no reason for someone to hire you to do the work for them. This is a topic that I wanted to cover in this mini series because it is absolutely not the case. In fact, digital products are only going to enhance your business, not take the focus or revenue away from another offering. How many times have you received an inquiry from someone that they weren't quite ready to work with you on a one-to-one basis, whether it's because they weren't financially ready or they didn't have certain things in place that you need before committing to working together one-to-one? This right here is the exact reason why digital products are the perfect addition to your business model. You can support those who are not yet ready and help get them to a place where they are ready, so they can then come back to work with you on a one-to-one done-for-you basis. So basically what I'm saying is digital products are not going to affect your one-to-one services. They are going to complement them. They're going to enhance them and they're going to help further your business growth. Misconception number 2 or limiting belief number 2 is there are too many people doing something similar. In the last episode about validating your product idea, I mentioned that one of the ways to do so is to take a look at the market and see what's already out there. The idea behind this is to see whether there is already a demand for your idea. What you then need to do is take the research that you have done on similar products and see how you can make yours better. Let's take what I do as an example. Are there other products available that teach business owners how to package up their expertise into digital products? Yes. Did that put me off creating Expand Your Brand? No. The reason for this is because I know that there are people in my audience who enjoy my way of teaching. I know that with an Expand Your Brand, I'm not just showing you how to create and launch your digital product. I'm also educating you on building a sustainable marketing strategy, because in order to sell digital products successfully, you need an audience of people who are going to buy it. It's the exact reason why Expand Your Brand is a 12-month program, not a shorter program and not a self-paced course. I'm also going one step further and including the Expand Your Brand Academy, which is going to be packed full of additional courses and workshops so that you can learn how to actually implement the marketing strategies we speak about. Could I sell the Academy as a separate offering? Most definitely. But my aim with Expand Your Brand is that you won't need to buy another marketing or digital product course or program again. So what I've done here is I've looked at other similar products that are on the market, and I've seen how I can take what's already out there and created something that is unique to me and my business. Something else to hopefully help you overcome this particular limiting belief is to take a look at your one-to-one services. My bet is that there are most definitely other service providers who offer similar service offerings. What makes you different is both you as an individual and also your approach to what you offer, your process, how you do things personally. The saying that people buy from people couldn't be more true here. Limiting belief number three, I need to have a big audience before I can launch. Launching is something that I'm going to be talking about more this week. So I will cover this in more detail, including how you can launch a digital product with a small audience. Something that I have learned in business is that if we keep waiting for the perfect time to launch, we'll just keep putting it off. Instead, by launching to a small audience initially and allowing yourself to see the power in starting small and growing slowly over time, you are overcoming perfection and just getting it out there. In fact, launching can actually grow your audience quite rapidly. So by creating a product and then launching again and again over a longer period of time, you are therefore growing your audience at the same time. You're using that product to grow your audience. I've mentioned in a previous episode that you are far better off building a small audience of 500 engaged people than an audience of 3,000 people who are not engaged. Let's look at an example here. If you have an audience of 500 people who you know are highly engaged with you and your content, you could potentially convert them at 5% or even higher than 5%. I've known like 8, 9, 10% conversion rates with a really highly engaged audience. That means that out of the 500 people in your audience, let's say 5% of those people convert, that's 25 people purchasing a digital product. If this digital product is $500, you can make $12,500 from this one small audience. However, if you have an audience of 3,000 people who aren't necessarily the right people or don't seem very engaged, you might only convert 1% or even less than that of your audience. Yes, this means you might sell 30 of your digital product and therefore make $15,000 instead of $12,500. But it's going to take you longer to build an audience of 3,000 people than it is to build an audience of 500 people. Limiting belief number four, what if no one buys it? Worrying about whether anyone is going to buy your product during a launch is something we will all experience. And I think even those who have launched time and time again probably still worry about this. I know I do. This is especially true when it comes to launching group programs. The worry that if only one person buys it, it's not a group. If one person buys your group program, it's one-to-one. This is where validating your product idea comes in perfectly. By pre-selling your product, you can gauge whether or not it's an idea that is worth pursuing. Whereas if you validate your idea and only one person buys, you can then choose to be completely honest and refund that one person, or you can offer them a one-to-one basis. There is nothing that says you have to proceed with it. Now, I know that me talking about this possible scenario probably isn't helping you if you do have this worry, but I want you to see that you have options available to you. It's not the be-all and end-all. I also want you to see the importance of building an audience and validating your offer before you spend too much time working on it. You are able to control this scenario as much as you can by ensuring that the foundation work has been done, rather than just turning around one day and saying you're going to create something without necessarily having an audience of interested people to launch to. The final limiting belief is there is so much free content out there. Why would anyone buy it? This is another common misconception when it comes to creating digital products. And the truth is, yes, you can find pretty much anything out online if you look hard enough. However, searching for free content online and trying to piece everything together to make sure that you're doing things in the right order is a bit like buying a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle without a picture to follow. Like, how do you know what the picture's supposed to be? How do you know what steps you need to take? Or it's like trying to drive from one side of the country to the other without a map, so you don't know if you're heading in the right direction. By consuming free content and trying to grow a business from free content alone, there is no guarantee that you're doing things in the right order. You don't have anyone there to say, this is how you do it. You're just trying to make things up your own way. And that is one of the biggest reasons why people purchase digital products and courses over consuming just free content. A digital product provides your clients and customers with a clear guide, framework, roadmap, process, whatever you want to call it, to help them solve a particular pain point and to help them get closer to their goals. Also, all the time spent searching through free content could be much better spent learning and implementing and actually doing the work. Essentially, a lot of things in business comes down to two things, time and money, especially when it comes to making investment decisions. So your job is to educate your audience as to the benefits of investing in your offer. So there we have it. 5 limiting beliefs keeping you from launching your digital product. If you're currently experiencing any of the limiting beliefs I've spoken about in this episode, I really hope this has helped you change your perspective on them and given you more confidence to just get started. It's time to stop sitting on your ideas. It's time to implement and take action. Don't let these thoughts hold you back from doing the work. Just imagine where you could be in 6 months' time if you start doing the work now. You could be well on your way to more freedom in both your life and business. If you're listening to this episode around the time it goes live, then the waitlist for my program, Expand Your Brand, closes next Wednesday, the 21st of September. So if digital products is something that you know that you want to incorporate into your service-based business, I would love to be able to support you, guide you, and keep you accountable throughout this next phase, because I know how powerful it is to have someone alongside you. Even if it's just something you're thinking about but aren't 100% sure on, I would recommend joining the waitlist. That if you do decide to join us inside of Expand Your Brand, you can secure 40% off your investment along with other exclusive waitlist only bonuses. Visit fleeronline.com/waitlist to join. Be sure to check back tomorrow for another episode in this digital product series. Thank you so much for listening to the Brand Market Flourish podcast. I'm so happy that you joined me. If you've enjoyed this episode, then I would love for you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. I would also appreciate it so much if you would share it with a friend, shout about it on social media, or leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. I love hearing from listeners to the podcast, so do say hi over on Instagram @FleerOnline. Thanks again. I'm back next week with a brand new episode.